That was great, Tara. It's really hard to follow that one. So I think Airdrie picked me for the, you know, the drunk guy. You. You're the greatest. You know what your problem is? That time, you know, with the stick and the board. I don't like it. I'm up here to represent, I think, kind of, you know, everybody's got, as Airdrie said, you know, that they're all maybe with different groups, and they'll kind of maybe different factions, as it were, and don't really know each other. I think I represent two factions here. In a way, some of your musical friends, although the less talented one. It always seemed that whatever instrument I played for the band, somebody replaced me. And the computer guys, and some of you probably have heard or may have heard Derek talking about the good old days, you know, the days when, you know, of 300 baud modems and putting the handset down into the rubber thingy to communicate to, it wasn't the internet, and it was something else. And, you know, yeah, the bulletin board systems, the BBSs, that was all that pre-internet, pre-Twitter stuff for all you, you know, new to the technology. But, you know, it goes back to, like, 1986, I think, you know, and meeting probably a little bit before 86, but 86 at Expo was kind of the first time where we all kind of got together. And to see probably, I don't know, 15, 20 people that had spent 2 years knowing each other virtually but never actually talked to each other over a phone or met each other in person. And since then, I see a lot of those same faces from 86 here. And I think it's a testament to the kind of friendships that Derek has created. And it's wonderful to see, like, you know, I think in the context of our little group of friends, which is, you know, maybe 10, 15 of us, and then you see this room full of people, and you realize how many lives that Derek has touched. You know, I wrote a few notes here, and, you know, Airdrie warned me, you know, keep it short. 1 minute. But in the 45 seconds I have left, I'll briefly summarize some of the experience that I've had with Derek, and hopefully I'll give you an indication of what he means to me and my group of friends. Being at Denny's and Super Bird with fries and gravy, it's Derek. Being at Cypress Bowl and lifting my car over the cement barrier so I couldn't get it out. Traipsing through tunnels that run underneath North Vancouver and Burnaby and that nobody knows about, and walking for like 2 kilometers in these tunnels. Riding the tops of trains in the middle of the night with 15 people. I'm sure we set a record for train hopping that night. You know, these are some of the experiences. Being in a band with Derek where, you know, Sebastian's pointing at me and I'm pointing at Alistair, and we're all, you know, yelling at each other, and Derek's just sitting there. Waiting patiently for us to stop yelling at each other so we could actually finish the song we're working on. This is what Derek means to me. He's a peacemaker. He's a person who always has your back. He's dependable. I said tonight, he's the kind of guy, if you said, I have a flat tire, he would be out there helping you. And he's also the kind of guy who said, I have a flat tire, I'm in Manning Park, he would come and help you. That's who Derek is to me, or a little bit of what Derek means to me. And I thank you for making me part of my life.